Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The Recording Academy announced yesterday all 5 nominees for Album of the Year will perform at this year's Grammys, which will be handed out February 10th. That means we'll hear from Mumford & Sons, The Black Keys, Jack White, Fun, and Frank Ocean and his cut finger.
Number 4.
TMZ reporting that porn legend Ron Jeremy will be in the hospital for at least the next 2 weeks, recovering from an aneurysm near his heart. Now, Ron was suffering from severe chest pains Wednesday, drove himself to the hospital, and doctors immediately put him in ICU. He's already undergone 2 emergency surgeries, and at last check, he was listed in critical condition.
Number 3.
Speaking of porn, this hedge fund gazillionaire Jeremy Frommer, he buys unclaimed storage lockers as a hobby. Frommer just so happened to buy the unit that belonged to the late Bob Guccione, the founder of Penthouse. And yes, there was some pretty interesting naked stuff in there. You've got some naked Madonna, some naked Lauren Hutton, but you also have naked Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this porn website wants to buy the entire collection with a starting offer of $150,000 just to prove they're serious. They really want to get their hands on those photos of Arnold.
Number 2.
Earlier this season, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Brandy told the other housewives about Adrian's big secret. Us Weekly reported Brandy said Adrian used a surrogate to deliver her twin boys because she didn't want to mess up her figure. Well, Adrian told Life and Style magazine, yes, we did use a surrogate for my twins, but it was because of complications from my first surgery, not because I didn't want stretch marks. And the reason she's so upset is because she hadn't told her twins that they were delivered by surrogate. She wanted to wait until they were older.
Number 1.
We know Alicia Keys will sing the national anthem, Beyonce rehearsing for a heck of a halftime show. But did you know that the chorus from Sandy Hook Elementary will be singing America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl this Sunday? The choir features 26 students from the school in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 first graders and 6 adults were tragically killed in December. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.